Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
I'm going to take a moment and thank everyone for spending their hard-earned money with our sponsors. We work very hard to find you guys products and services that we think you're going to love, and we appreciate all of the fans who support those sponsors. We also want to let you know that if you have a product or service that you think our fans would love, hit us up. Now's your chance to have myself and the international superstar, Zach Amico.
That's me.
Talk about your products or services and introduce them to the number one most passionate fan base on the planet, okay? Right now, all you have to do is go to gasdigitalnetwork.com/advertise and use the show code RAP so that they know that we sent you. Once again, that's gasdigitalnetwork.com/advertise and use the show code RAP. All right, let's start the show.
Motherfuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
We're Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny, he's a psycho, he's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
What the fuck is up, Wednesday morning? How are you? How are you, hump day? Wake up, get out of bed, motherfuckers. It's Wednesday. We ain't fucking around. It's time to fucking start your life. Today's the day. You've been lazy for too long. You've been a piece of shit. You've had all these dreams in the back of your head for a long time, and you're not pulling the trigger. You're waiting for something to happen. You're waiting for a sign. This is the fucking sign. Right now.
If there's one thing we should not be telling our fans to do, it's pull the trigger.
Pull the trigger.
Like a dude in those glasses telling people to pull the trigger.
Listen to me. Go to the bathtub. Fill it up with warm water.
Go to the clock tower. Cock the rifle.
Get some pills. Get a bottle of whiskey. I don't care. If somebody kills themselves listening to this podcast and they use this as evidence, I will think that is only a fucking positive. Net positive for this show. It's like when Ozzy Osbourne had this song Suicide Solution. Yeah, themselves. Remember Suicide Solution? Mm-hmm. They tried to put Ozzy on trial for that, right? They put him on trial. It was just like an MTV news story.
Is that real? It was Guy Court?
They said, I think it was, didn't they accuse it of having back masking?
Oh, like, is that like where they have subliminal messages?
Yeah. I think that was the loss, is that they had back masking.
What subliminal message would be in that song where he's like, I don't know, kill yourself? Like, that's the
life
message
is fine, but death is better.
The message is in forward.
Let's see. all right, turn the music off. Fuck it. Although it was quickly determined to be the fatal wound was self-inflicted, McCollum's parents believe the singer Ozzy Osbourne was actually responsible because their son had been listening to Ozzy Osbourne's album Blizzard of Oz, which contains the song Suicide Solution. What other song is on Blizzard of Oz, though? See, this is what they didn't do when they put Ozzy on MTV trial.
Also, though, sounds like a good time throwing an Ozzy record, just vibing, just kill yourself.
Hell yeah,
you know, that sounds
old Ozzy. Guy,
take a bath, maybe the radio falls in, whatever.
Yeah, dude, that's not Ozzy was up.
Crazy Train. D, Goodbye to Romance.
Mr. Crowley. That's just a good album.
Yeah.
He might have just been like, hey, let me put on a good album real quick.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah. You know what? I say that more than likely, if I had to guess, this kid's parents were more responsible for his suicide.
You think?
Almost goddamn guaranteed. I mean, why else do kids kill themselves? Because the parents didn't lay the foundation properly. You didn't fucking you had a shit. Oh, this is gonna sound bad. If there's any parents whose kids killed themselves and you're listening to this show,
it's your fault.
Yeah, it is your fault. You know what, we've come to this solution, and you really should feel pretty bad.
Yeah.
You should have been there for that little fucker. Seriously,
just in case, you know, you're listening and you have a kid who commits suicide and it doesn't haunt you every day.
It's fucked up, man. My mom killed herself, so I can talk about this.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's because you were a bad son.
That's, honestly, after my mom caught...
It's at least half true.
After I caught my mom stealing from me, and I guilted her for it in a very, very real way. Like, I caught her stealing in my wallet, and I guilted her for it and never spoke to her again. there's a chance, had I spoken to her again and forgiven her, that she might have gone down a different path.
So here's the thing, Louis. So my mom used to steal from me, also a drug addict, right? And I just let her get away with it, and then she lived a lot of years as a drug addict. And
hold on,
died,
I'm sorry.
Of an overdose,
sound effects so. Aren't sound effects aren't working. Thank you. And turn them down a little bit. They're a little loud. Ooh. Maybe 25% down. So wait, your mom also stole from you?
Yeah.
How'd your mom steal from you? She also, Chris from Brooklyn's here. Shane Smith is here. We got a great show fucking planned. Usually I introduce the guests. I'm better at that. But fuck it. We got right into it. Your mom would steal from you? How would your mom steal?
I mean, I would just hide money in more and more creative places, and she would find them because she was fiending for crack. Like, that's like how...
It was crack.
Yeah. Your mom was heroin, yeah?
My mom was heroin.
Yeah. So it's like, I never guilted her. I was always just passive aggressive about it around the house. Mm-hmm. So I always had a job when I was a kid. And then just like, I let her get away with it. And then she just died of a drug overdose. Yeah. So your mom would have died anyway.
Dude, so wait, your crack, my mom is meth, your heroin were like the three bears of mom drugs, dude. We're fucking
mine's
doing
chocolate.
Yeah.
You see, your mom was a meth addict. Did she steal from you?
Yeah. I mean, my mom also did a lot of the, like, when you're a kid, they put all the bills in your name, and then they don't pay them.
Oh, like Columbia House?
Yeah, yeah, and then your credit gets bad.
My mom got mad CDs for a penny in my name.
So, like, they put the gas in your name, and then they don't pay on it, and then that, you know, they turn it off, and then they're like, oh, I moved in, and then they use the next kid's name. So, like, by the time I was 18, I had a credit score of, like, 200 or something. Yeah, fucking bananas, you know?
And it was all because of your mom. And that'll be the face tattoos. That'll make you want to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So your mom did it in more of a respectable way. My mom just rifled through my wallet.
It was just like looking for stuff. You know what I mean?
To take like a hobo. The same way a hobo would rob you in the night.
Yeah, yeah.
My mom would rob you in the night. No hobo would put the fucking utilities in your name.
I didn't own a pair of jeans with uncut pockets until I was 30.
I don't know how.
Can you confirm that?
you guys are achieving so hard. You had wallets and stuff. Yeah. I didn't have a wallet to steal from.
Yeah,
so.
My mom, it was my first job ever selling Comedy Club tickets. I ever made any real money. I was making like $500 a week. And when I was 19, that was just, that amount of money was crazy when I was 19. $500 per week was bonkers. Shannon right now would cry for $500 a week. She'd fucking look at her. She's
amazing.
She's in tears thinking about it. Look at tears of joy.
But she'd only be 14 weeks away from repumping her titties.
So true.
If I also, I should say real quick before we get into the show, welcome Harrington back for the day. Dylan got sick and never
balloon head.
Shannon looked at me as serious as the face she's ever had. She was like, you know what? I've never had more appreciation for Mike Harrington than right now.
It's true, except I've already yelled at him once.
Yeah.
Dylan got sick only weeks after everyone got sick of him.
It's a little loud. It's breaking my fucking eardrums. Please just cut it by like 60%. Fuck me. Yeah, my mom was straight up stealing, you know. And then I came home. I had money in my wallet, and then I was sleeping on the couch. I was pretending to sleep on the couch because I had smoked weed on the balcony, and I wanted her to give me shit. And I just watched her like look at me, and then look at my pants, and fucking start rifling through my pants for money.
They weren't on them.
Yeah.
Ah.
Sort of sucking my dick in my sleep. I was like, Mom, I'm not giving you any money to suck my dick. Fucking nasty heroin whore. Heroin whores are lazy as shit, too. At least crack whores and meth whores are, like, fucking uppity.
Keeps taking a hand away from your dick to scratch her neck.
Yeah, dude. Like, heroin whores are going to take forever. There's not going to have good rhythm. Like, I feel like a meth whore or a crack whore is just going to fucking be like, let's go. Come on. Yeah. Gotta get that crack. Gotta get that meth.
If someone on meth is running full speed and they hit a wall, they will just start going up the wall.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Somebody on heroin, they're just, you know, their hand jobs are very lazy. They're very like, she's like mashing her palm into your dick as she falls asleep. You're never
spitting in the wrong hand and then holding it with a dry hand. Yeah. Like, what was that about?
Never going to come from a heroin prostitute hand job. That was my sad life. That was my sad moment of the morning. We should start off every Wednesday with a sad little memory from my childhood.
That's good.
But it all makes me feel better. I've talked about this a million times. You know, without my mom being, you know, fucking junkie heroin addict, and my dad being a criminal who was stabbed at the side of a strip club, I wouldn't be here today.
Dude, we have a very similar situation.
We wouldn't have the Real Ass Podcast. Right?
Yeah, no, yeah, yeah. You gotta, dude, I'm thankful. I wouldn't change a thing about my childhood. And it was a fucking nightmare.
What happened with your childhood?
I mean, it was just really off. My mom, you know, my stepdad had gambling debts, so we moved to a very, very, very small town in Utah to escape. So, like,
a Mormon commune?
Yeah, yeah. And then, like, there's the only things there, like, motorcycle club people and then Mormons. You know, and then so my mom got rid of that guy and then married this guy who was like a fucking criminal, you know.
Mitt
and
Romney.
Then he was.
Can I tell you a problem that you had that me and my sister didn't have?
What's that?
So after my dad was murdered.
A mom worth marrying.
That is true. No, my mom was actually pretty cute. If you look at pictures from my mom when she was like, you know, young 20s, mid-20s. But me and my sister were...
And we know she stayed thin, so it's like...
Yeah. Me and my sister were... we were just dead set on her not finding love. So, like, she would date a guy and my sister would freak out that it wasn't her father. And she would guilt her. So, I mean, we killed my mother. The point of all this is that we literally killed my mother. I want to point that out. And then we didn't buy her a headstone after it's all said and done. I spent $2,500 a month on Ubers. Okay? I could afford two headstones a month for my mom.
$2,500 a month?
Yeah. My assistant downloaded an app that which goes over all of my spending. And she
you know, also the Uber app will tell you how much you spend on Ubers a month.
No, but it's breaking down with like everything, like transportation, food, fucking, you know.
Yeah.
Drugs.
Wait, your sister was mad that your mom was dating someone who wasn't your dead father?
Yeah.
That's unrealistic.
Yeah, my sister was a bitch.
Did she just walk in with a shovel crying?
My sister, I remember one time my mom was dating a guy named Izzy, and which is such a hilarious, scuzzy Izzy name for a man. And they were fucking. My sister was next door at my aunt's because we live right next door to my great aunt, my great grandma. And I was in the back bedroom, like sleeping in my bedroom. And my sister was sleeping at my aunt's next door. And my mom had this guy, Izzy, over, and they were banging on the couch. And my sister came through the back window, got me. She was like, come on, come out the window. And then I climbed out the window, and we went over to the front window because she wanted me to help her get a booth so she could look into the front window to see what my mom was up to.
Gotta stop her.
She watched my mom get plowed. I have no idea. If my sister's listening, 573 Gasline, please give us a call. I want to know what you saw because I never asked. All I know is my sister started shrieking into the window.
Couldn't we just call?
What, my sister? Yeah. I don't know what she's doing right now. She's probably crying.
I'm going to text her to call.
Text her. She's probably crying right now. So she started shrieking, and then my mom was like, what the fuck? And my sister wouldn't talk to my mom for like a week. It was fucking crazy. And yeah, you know, if my mom would have found love or, you know, we didn't guilt her about, you know, trying to steal my...
Maybe just a heavy dicking. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Should have.
Or an uninterrupted one.
Yeah.
Should have let her get some dick.
Probably.
You know? I just wanted a fucking... I just wanted a house. I would have accepted any man.
Okay, so you were pro, dude. Your sister is stopping
I was a little
her.
Slut. I was down. I was like, Mom, fucking get that money. Use it. And yeah, she never... My sister was very anti her dating anybody.
That's a roll of the dice, though. You could get a bad stepdad, and then, you know, he like...
No one was going to be worse than my mom. I'm telling you.
Did your grandmother also like heat up a hanger and beat you with it?
No, my grandma was she had like Alzheimer's.
Heat it up first? What? That's like a brand.
Oh, that was the Wu-Tang sketch. Never mind. Yeah. I was thinking of something.
No, my mom would beat me with weapons regularly. But
oh,
nothing
so your
like,
mom got
your,
down.
Your grandmother just called you the
not
N-word.
Not real weapons. She beat me with like the weapons you get like the first
the
level.
The hot hanger of words.
she beat me with the weapons you get in like the first level of Double Dragon. Like big brass knuckles, like beer bottles.
Yeah,
things
yeah.
like that. Nothing crazy.
So that's
maybe
my mom
a blade.
Throwing some stuff, some like catch. My mom would do the super move where they grab the back of your neck when you're little and then push their thumb behind your ear.
Try to shut you off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just like turn you, dude. That shit fucking hurts. When you're seven, like,
she's practicing the murder my child move.
Yeah, dude. Just fucking. Oh! That one sucks. But yeah, the stepfather. That's when he's just like I'm gonna beat you with a wrench, or like would make me and my brothers fist fight each other. And
really?
Shit, fucked up shit like that. Yeah.
Why would he make you fist fight each other?
Because he was mad at us. We would like argue, and then he's like, "Oh, you're gonna go out back, and one of you's gonna beat the other one unconscious. And if you refuse to fight, I'm gonna beat your other brother who isn't involved." That kind of shit.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah. Intense. Or if you guys don't fight each other, or you don't let me beat you, I'm gonna go to your mom's work and beat her in front of everybody, and no one's gonna do shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's like the level of stepfather you could have had.
Well, hold on. Wait. Did you have a house? Because that's all he wanted.
Trailer. I had a trailer.
Oh,
a trailer. Not... My friend Rocky had a trailer. No, my friend Rocky, his grandma lived in a trailer and his mom lived in a trailer. And I really mean this when I was a kid. I looked at them as fucking rich. Like straight up, like well-to-do, high-class people.
Some trailer people are balling out for sure.
They were baller trailers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They were baller-ass trailers.
Mine was like...
It was almost like a tour bus.
Heated by a potbelly stove that was like custom that we had. Like we had to go chop
wood. It was a log trailer.
Yeah, no, it was... Well, I mean, we grew up like in the shittiest place. So yeah, it was not good.
See, these weren't actual mobile homes. These were homes that were mobile homes that they essentially built the foundation into the ground.
Yeah, yeah. They can't move them. They're like they're on a lot.
But I think you could. I think it's pretty. It's much easier to move that home than you think.
It's the fat obese scooter bound.
I think you. I think a few guys on a drunken Friday night could move that home.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, they do build a foundation, but it's like if you wanted to pick up that home and move it to another lot, you probably could.
Yeah, you see those on the highway when you're like in the middle of the country. The giant. They're like a house on a fucking thing.
I live in New York City. That's still pretty fancy to me. Like my apartment's so expensive, and I look at like what I live in.
Yeah, but the fact is, your apartment is so much more expensive than like if you go to the closest one of those like places where you pay like lot fees for one of those trailers that's on a like. You could stack eight of them on top of each other for what your apartment costs.
How much could I buy a trailer for right now, Shannon?
You can buy a prefab. Like one of those shipping container houses for $20,000.
$42,000 with free local pickup.
Yeah. Ooh.
There's literally a year and a half of Uber for me.
The cost to move them is $10,000 to $13,000.
I like that you could like Amazon Prime it.
That is pretty good.
Or best offer, by the way.
Damn.
Well, that's not Amazon Prime. That's eBay.
I'm just looking at this trailer. Like, wait,
can you make an offer? Can you make an offer of $5,000 for that and see if they accept it, please?
That'd be dope.
See, that's fucking rich people shit. That's not a trailer. I mean, they say it's a trailer,
yeah,
but...
That's the shit. That was the shit that, like, my friend grew up in.
Mine was, like, an actual trailer with, like, a fucking hole in the floor that a possum lived in. Like, that kind of
you could
situation.
Move it.
Oh, yeah. Like, you could easily... If it caught on fire, we would all die immediately. It would just burst into flames. It was made of paper, dude.
Yeah.
The doors were those vinyl... You know?
Yes. Yeah. Well, they... Like, there's only one bathroom. It's in the back, and you have to walk through everyone's bedrooms to get to it type situation. Me and my brother shared a bed.
Question.
We had a bunk bed. Yeah.
What's the poop situation on the trailer?
Poop situation?
All over the walls.
Everyone's smelling all of it.
Okay. Yeah. But do you have, like, empty a tank?
Oh no! There's a septic tank and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So
just curious.
I think you have to change it every couple years, though.
Well, have you seen those new toilets that they have for like the tiny houses, where it just like vacuum seals your poop immediately and seals it into a chamber?
What?
Yeah, you get a certain amount of flushes.
Okay.
You get a certain amount of poop flushes, and what you shit in this thing, and then you hit the flush button, and so that the smell doesn't get like into the tiny house or trailer or whatever, it vacuum seals your poop and like moves it into another thing, into it like a chamber of the toilet, and then you unload the chambers once a week or whatever.
Dude,
I would love that.
I would destroy that thing immediately. One breakup and I would be eating only donuts for a week, and then I would fucking destroy that.
Do you know how
that just
start
off with somebody putting a lamination machine in their toilet? Like, dude, I got an idea.
Yeah. You know, embarrassing would be to have to change it twice in a day.
Lewis, sorry. Your sister is calling in.
She's on the line.
Oh shit!
Is she on right now? 573 gas line. My sister. Hopefully it's her. That's her. All right, put her through. Jenny.
Hey, what's going on?
All right, it is really you. What's going on? How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
What are you giggling for, like a weirdo?
I forgot today's Wednesday. What's up?
Okay, so I was telling the story about how when I was like maybe 8. And our mother tried to find love, and she was dating a man named Izzy.
Ugh. Ugh.
And then you got me out of the bedroom. You came and got me in the bedroom. You're like, hey, our mother's in the front bedroom with Izzy right now. Come to the front window with me. And then you climbed up, and I helped you climb up, and you looked through the window, and then you started shrieking and freaking out because you saw what I just always assumed was our mother making love to a man. But I don't know what you saw. Oh, you never actually told me. You never specifically told me what you saw. So now that's what I'm asking.
I didn't see anything. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can
hear you. Yeah, we all heard you. Wait, you saw
nothing,
but you screamed?
Would you...
I heard... I heard them fucking.
What'd you hear? Like, just like a like smacking of meat?
No. The cash register sound?
You heard the change clip? Ching, 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 ching.
Oh, like the Chuck E. Cheese guy?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the guy giving you tokens in an arcade.
What'd you hear?
No, I heard your mother moaning in ecstasy.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, good.
Can you do
her
an impression?
And no.
Give me a little. Come on. Tell me what it sounded like. Come on.
Oh, she kept like sucking her teeth. It was disgusting.
Oh, she was sucking her teeth?
Animal. Hell yeah, Izzy had that good dick.
She wasn't sucking her teeth. She was sucking his dick, you idiot.
No, because she was
his dick was bone dry from all the heroin.
So, wait,
are you thinking or are you moaning right now? I can't tell.
Are you having a heart attack?
It's not unsimilar to the sounds I would make.
Ah.
I know what it was.
Well, you know what was going on.
What was the problem with Izzy?
$20 if you get your sister to sit on the speaker like Howard Stern. So,
I got 20 on that.
So what? And you started screaming, or did you pound the window? What did you do? How did they know that you were there?
I screamed. I needed it to stop.
You needed it to stop.
I needed it to stop.
That guy, Izzy, actually, he killed a hitchhiker later on that night from Blue Balls.
I wouldn't be surprised. I had a plan to take a baseball bat and smash his window, but I never followed through with it.
Oh, that's nice. For causing your mother pleasure while she had the most miserable life possible. Just a little bit of companionship.
Yeah, but he was a piece of shit.
Was he a piece of shit?
His name is Izzy.
I don't know.
I'm assuming he's a piece man of shit in his 30s.
He was just a dude, I think.
I don't know. I just didn't want some dude around.
Just some dude.
She didn't want some dude around. We were talking about this. I was saying that we are likely the reason that our mother killed herself. It's moments
to
like
be fair,
this.
He said you were most likely.
No,
the
I said
your
I said
her,
me so. Not me not forgiving her for rifling through my wallet. I think that was probably a big one.
Yeah, that definitely set her over the edge.
That was probably the one.
She really spiraled after Lewis moved to the city. Like she spiraled.
Yeah, that was it. So a lot of people would say it was me, but
she had just watched Midnight Cowboy too many times.
Yeah, but I mean, look at your career now, and I hate to say it, but omelet eggs.
Yeah. But my biggest regret was that she could have found like a cop or something, a nice dude.
A cop? While he was booking her?
Yeah, like a nice cop.
He's just taking her to prison.
You'd at least have one good pistol whipping story.
Jesus Christ.
Not Izzy.
Yeah, my sister was really a psycho. We told this on, I did a live stream with her the other night. It's gone now. It was on Instagram. But I remember one time my mom was just like beating the shit out of my sister. Like my mom would like close fist fight my sister. My sister was like 10. My sister would like fucking, it was crazy. They would get like into it. My sister also susceptible to bloody noses. I'm talking about like a strong breeze can give her a bloody nose, this girl. So my mom would fucking, boom, jab her in the nose. She would start bleeding. This one time, my mom had just maybe, I mean.
She was watching game tape. She knew how to do it.
What'd you say?
Yes. I said, exactly. She liked to do it.
Yeah, she liked to fucking give her a little pop. It made her feel strong. I mean, come on. You fucking every time.
When you're around mom, you got to stay on the inside.
Yeah,
or else
exactly.
You're going to get a hit.
You know, whatever. So my mom.
You stay out of the clinch.
Yeah.
We would buy furniture, you know, once every 7-8 years. We would finance furniture. And it would always be the cheapest furniture you could possibly finance. But we'd get like, you know, one bedroom set, a living room set, and a dining room table for like $1,200. But you'd finance it. And we would never pay it off. So this living room set my mom had financed maybe 6 months before. She pops my sister in the nose. My sister, she's bleeding everywhere, decides that she's going to take the blood and fling it all over the furniture on purpose.
Yeah, dude.
So then my mom starts fucking losing it, like, blood everywhere. She starts beating her more. Blood's flying everywhere. My sister's just flinging it and crying. I'm just
my hand and, like, smashed it into the couch.
Yeah, she's smearing it all over the place. This is my childhood.
That's fucking rules.
So tell me about your fucking mom who put.
Wait, is that why you go down on girls with their period?
Yeah,
that's where the fetish started.
Jenny, thank you very much. She's got a Real Ass Podcast mug. guys, make her a
scandal juice shirt.
A bloody no, not a scandal juice shirt. You send in a winning scam, maybe you'll get a scandal juice shirt. Hang up on her. Get her just like a bloody couch Real Ass Podcast mug. That's gonna be the mug available this week. Thank you. All right. So yeah.
All right.
That's just a scene from like that's not even a horrible scene.
That's
a horrible scene.
That's like a fun. That's like a fun.
That's
anecdote.
A fun one.
Yeah, that's a silly.
That's a fun one.
That's a silly one.
That wasn't like a dark story from like my childhood. That is just like a memory. Like a,
also oh, not a dark story for the Rent-A-Center guy that had to pick up that furniture that day. That was like the third worst thing he had to do. That
it
day.
Was wild watching my sisters go. Yeah, flick, flick, flick. I'm going. Oh my, she's gonna kill her. Dude, I thought my mom was gonna kill her. It was crazy, dude. Remember when BJ Penn started, he beat the shit out of Joe Stevens so bad and started licking the blood off of his hands? That's what my mom was doing. It was crazy.
Okay.
It was wild.
Oh man, you just reminded me that I've stopped my mom from killing herself a bunch of times. So nice. I'm a champion son, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, how'd you do it though?
I just like walked in once and my mom was like cutting her wrist.
Cut the rope, snip.
And I was like, what are you doing? And she was like, I'm trying to find the best way to kill myself because she was going up the road instead of across, you know?
Yeah, you're supposed to go up the
so
road.
So then
right?
I was like, yeah, yeah. So I'm like 12 and I like took the knife and was like, you're a fucking idiot. And then she's all, you know, fucked up. And then I just went into my room and listened to fucking Rob Zombie real loud or whatever I did back then.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there's other times. Like,
you left her alone?
Yeah, I was like, fuck it, whatever.
They were so poor, he had one knife.
Yeah, well, only one. Only one good only one good suicide knife.
That was for whatever stepdad you had that week's steak.
Oh my god, dude, once my mom was going to shoot herself and then I was talking shit like I was angry and stuff, and then my stepdad had the gun. And then he came out of the room naked. So he has the gun naked, and I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, and I think I'm 13 years old. And then he's like, I'll fucking kill you. And then at this.
You?
Yeah, yeah. Because I was talking shit to my mom, and he's like, don't talk shit to her while she's trying to kill herself.
You're like, you don't even have to cut your wrist, you stupid bitch.
So he comes out with a gun, and he's naked, and he's telling me he's going to fucking kill me and all this other stuff. And at the time, I was like, fucking do it. Like, I don't care. You know, I was very miserable. And then he pulled the trigger and the gun was empty. It was a revolver. And so then he threw it at me. He just threw the gun at me. I just remember being like, fuck, man.
I like how your stepdad was like a sheriff in a 1970s comedy show.
Dude, I grew up in that small town. That's basically what the whole thing is.
Shannon, the mix can be better. I know it can be. It doesn't have to be fucking...
Is it loud?
It's blowing out everyone's ears.
I'll check it out.
It's blowing out everyone's ears in the headphones. Maybe it's going out in a normal fucking thing for everybody else, but this shit, well, that's a low one.
You know? I love that you're just...
That's good.
That's how it goes out to all of our moms right now.
Is your mom? Yeah. Is your mom alive?
My mom is alive. I can't hear myself, by the way.
Oh, I turned this down. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, because that was me.
You seemed like you were getting blown out by
no,
the sound.
No, I was getting blown out by the sound. I still can't hear myself, but it doesn't matter.
Your
but
mom was getting blown out by your stepdad.
Damn.
Fuck
yeah, that's
smashing
real.
That puss.
Yeah, dude. He was a large man. He's gone now. My mom is still here. Stepdad gone.
Where's stepdad?
Hell.
He was riding four-wheelers, and then he fell down and hit his head, and he died.
Did you kill your stepdad? Why did you say it like that?
No, I'm just saying my stepdad hit his head, and he died. It happens. What? Everyone be cool. I can't hear myself in the headphones still.
We
oh, there it
hear
is.
You loud and clear.
Okay, okay.
Did you murder your
no,
stepdad?
No. Firstly, if I did, listen, I would never murder a person, but if I would, I wouldn't admit it on a podcast. That's crazy.
I know. I feel like you just fucking.
God damn rich cunts. I kill rich cunts.
I feel like you accidentally admitted it.
No.
Just admit
it. No, I feel like that's reverse psychology. What kind of psychopath would admit to it on a podcast?
No, but he died. He's gone. It's fine.
Well, did you know him when he died?
Just leave his mic on when he goes to the bathroom.
Did you know him when he died?
Yeah.
All right, just edit all this section out. I'm not gonna fucking be responsible. He was probably a piece of shit. He probably deserved it.
Okay? No, he's a bad
guy. Bruce is gonna be responsible, but once they start making the documentary about your murderous past, he will sell this footage.
Oh, you're goddamn right I will.
Oh, dude.
All right, gents, let's take a quick moment and talk about one of our incredible new sponsors, which is Omigo. Omigo creates life-changing bidets that are incredibly easy to install. I'm telling you right now, bidet life, I'm all about it. I'm all about that bidet life, okay? I can't go back to it.
All day, every bidet.
Fuck yeah, all day, every bidet. That should be a slogan for Omigo because I can't do it anymore. I can't go and poop on a toilet and just use toilet paper anymore. It makes me feel like a fucking savage.
What is this? It's an investment.
Hold on, his mic's off.
Oh, shit.
The thing is with a bidet is you're buying time, right? You can't replace time. It's the one thing you can't buy.
It's money.
But if you're spending a lot of time wiping your fucking hairy asshole, you need a fucking bidet.
Yeah.
Also, you're going to save 10 minutes a day.
You feel also now, here's what the difference is. I never realized how dirty we were living our lives. We were living our lives walking around with shit in between our butt cheeks as we walk around every single day. It's crazy.
Also, as a man, you're trying to get your butt ate? Bidets. That'll give you the confidence you need to get out in the world and get your butt ate. You know what I'm talking about?
Bidet.
And the confidence post-ass eating is unlike any other confidence.
Yeah. No.
Actually, to be honest with you, I don't even need anyone to eat my butt because I have my bidet. I just pretend I'm getting my ass eaten while the bidet shoots warm liquid into my
ass. Dude, that's how kings in the medieval times, they would just have a man spit water onto his ass. Now you have a device.
And they didn't have napkins. They would just use bread and long hair.
That's right. They had a woman. That's what Rapunzel was originally about.
Yeah, and you can instantly turn your toilet into a heated seat bidet by getting an Omigo. And here's the deal. Think about this. You wash your hands and your hair with water, right? Why wouldn't you treat your butthole with a little respect as well? Imagine.
Does it only cost $69? You get a butthole $69 going after that?
Imagine this, okay? Imagine this. Shane.
Okay.
You dip your hair into a bucket of shit.
Okay.
And I'm like, you know what? Shane, time to clean up.
Oh, man. That sex was cool, but yeah.
I hand you a paper towel.
Mm-hmm. That's just not going to cut it.
Probably not going to cut it,
I mean,
right?
Sure, you could fold it a few times, get a couple wipes out of that.
Yeah, but then I'm like, hey, you know what? Or, Shane, or here's a bucket of warm water. Which do you choose?
Yeah, I choose the bucket of warm water. I dip the hair. I get it clean. There we go. Now.
Fire. Of course you choose the bucket of warm water.
Exactly.
Who is choosing a fucking paper towel to wipe shit off their head? So why are you treating your asshole like it's a
third
like
world citizen?
Medieval times. Shut
exactly.
up. Medieval times.
That's exactly
why are you treating your asshole like it's in medieval times?
Yes.
Eating a turkey leg, watching jousting.
It's crazy. My asshole's on the blue team. Fine. All you have to do right now is go to myomigo.com/gas. That's myomigo.com/gas. You save 15% off your entire order. I'm telling you right now, it is completely a new way to live. This is a new era. It's 2020. You need a better bathroom experience. And this really does start at just $69. You could have a brand new fucking way to clean your asshole and to make your asshole feel better for just $69. Go to myomigo, myomigo.com/gas. And save 15% off your order.
I mean, the average Real Ass Podcast listener is probably spending $69 a week on toilet paper.
Also,
easily.
Impossibly hairy asses out there.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. And I genuinely, truly own a bidet because I have a hairy ass. Confidence through the roof, you guys.
Exactly. MyOmigo.com/gas. Save that 15%. All right. Where were we? All right, real quick, let's just, because we have a lot to talk about today. We're going to get today's show going
let's
in just
get
a
it.
Second. Let's just do some plugs real quick. Very happy to have Harrington back on today's show. Thanks for sitting in, Harrington.
It's nice to have him.
Right?
Sometimes you don't know what you got till it's gone.
Then I said to Harrington, I was like, you know, we need a part-time engineer. I was like, maybe Harrington's ready to come back and do some
engineering.
Doesn't
Dylan look like a chick who was convinced to be a lesbian because it's misogynistic to take a dick, right?
Kind of, yeah. But yeah, Harrington's too good for the job, apparently. Harrington's a fucking hobo.
It's an honor and a privilege to be back, Lewis.
Chris in Brooklyn.
High Society Radio every Thursday here on Gas Digital Network, every Tuesday on iTunes and YouTube. And I'll be with Dave Smith and Robbie Bernstein this Friday in Boston.
Voice.
Yeah.
Noise. Zach, I think I got a Boston gig for us.
Thanks.
SummerSlam weekend.
Hell yeah.
Whole, because they're going to Boston, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, they are, yeah. It's going to be SummerSlam in Boston. I think we're going to do some fucking crazy, crazy fun shows out in Boston. We can talk about that later. Shane.
Cowboy Boys podcast. Let's see. I have a ton of dates. I don't know. I'm headlining Wuha in Massachusetts. I don't know about
that. The Chinese city under quarantine.
Yeah. The Wuhan province. I'm gonna go chill there. See what's going on, dude. I saw some pretty crazy videos of some ladies just passing out and puking up blood.
The McDonald's guys are the best.
Yeah. So, and let's see. I'm doing the Rialto Theater in Deer Lodge, Montana, February 13th. I'll be in Canada for 10 days doing, like, a ridiculous amount of shows. I don't know. ShaneSmithComedy.com. There's dates. There it is.
Twitter and Instagram. Zach is not funny. Check out my other show on the network, Zach Miko's Midnight Spook Show. Every Friday at midnight, comics talking shit while we watch movies. It is Black History Month. We're going to have some good episodes coming up this month. And Capital Wrestling. Not only is it every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. here on Gas, we are returning to Brooklyn on February the 22nd. Come on out, get some tickets, and come chill. We had a really good time.
Harrington, is my fucking tour page down now altogether? I'm trying to click on it. Nothing's happening. Well, it's not working on mine. Next week, February 12th, Hilarities, 4th Street Theater with Kurt Metzger, Cleveland, Ohio, one night only. Then we're going to the Tiger Room at Welsh's Ale House in Fort Wayne, Indiana. That's on the 13th. The 14th, Black Circle Brewing Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. Celebrate your fucking St. Valentine's Day with me and Kurt Metzger. Let us be your Valentine's Day, motherfuckers. Then I'm going to Jamaica for a week with my family. But I'll be back right after that. We're going to be in Arlington, Virginia on the 21st at the Draft House, 21st and 22nd. Then we're going to end the month in Canada, Rumors Comedy Club in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. Me and Kurt Metzger all over the motherfucking place. And obviously, guys, Skankfest South is happening March 27th to 29th. I'm telling you right now, guys, we're releasing the new trailer. We're releasing like 20, 30 more names on Friday. It's official, the trailer. I just saw the fucking latest edit. It's looking good. We just fucking locked up a bunch more amazing comedians. The lineup for Skankfest is through the fucking roof, okay? Skankfest.net is a website. It's a three-day long comedy party from noon till 2 a.m. all day long, three separate stages, over 100 comedians, 20 live podcasts, specialty shows. Everybody's going to fucking be there. Bobby Kelly's going to be there. Tom Green's going to be there. Sal Volcano, Shane Gillis, Tim Dillon, Tony Hinchcliffe, obviously the Legion of Skanks. Chris from Brooklyn's gonna fucking be there. Zach and Miko's Midnight Spook Show, plus is the Naked Roast. Nate Bargatze, Mike Vecchione, Rich Voss, Bonnie McFarlane, Joe DeRosa, Jim Norton, Jim Florentine, Doug Benton. Who the fuck? What is going on here?
I'm just gonna tell you this right now. Me and Zach are gonna get real weird with it.
You should get real weird with it.
Yeah.
It's that we're not fucking
around.
We
get real fucked up and we get real weird with it.
Skankfest South is going to be crazy. Not only that, it's a very unique experience. We're going to have carnival games. We have a fucking mechanical bull. We're going to be having contests, doing things that we've never done before at Skankfest.
Can I run the mechanical bull for a
100%.
Shift? Yes.
100%.
Really?
Outdoor stage.
It's always been my dream to run the mechanical bull.
Zach's the mechanical bull, actually. yeah, guys, go to skankfest.net, grab your tickets now. All access passes are available. Saturday is already sold out. You cannot get single day passes for Saturday anymore. You get single day passes for Friday and Sunday, no longer Saturday, just all access if you want to come and enjoy Saturday. So make sure you do that right now. Go to our iTunes, leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review. One reviewer every month we give away a free piece of merch to. And you can grab all of our merch at podcastmerch.com. Podcastmerch.com, the future of podcast merching needs. Shut up. Shut the fuck up, everyone. Everyone shut the fuck up. I'm good at plugs. I'm good at this.
What'd you peter out there? I got to sell some
shirts. You crushed right through them. It's awesome.
All right. Let's go. I guess let's talk about this story. This is sort of interesting. This was sent in by Sick Dylan.
Balloonhead.
Read it like you're Sick Dylan. Like, read it Lewis, as you're Sick Dylan.
Lewis can't. For a second, I was like, he can read though, right? Are we like?
No, it's taken off of here. The one topic is fucking that I wanted to do
at the very top of the first page.
Yeah, but it's not in Dylan's topics.
Because, yeah, but you mentioned that
Shannon,
you wanted to talk about it.
Shannon,
so it's like the very first topic on the page.
Shannon,
damn,
blame Shannon.
kick the air.
Back the fuck up. Back the fuck up before you get smacked the fuck up. Okay? This is my show. It's your job to make me look right. You know that, right? That's part of your job.
Sorry, I forgot it on the
page. It's part of your fucking job. Thank you. Appreciate it. All you gotta do is be, hey, babe, it's up top. Baby boy, it's up at top. Can you just call me baby boy from now on, Shannon?
I'll give it a shot.
Good, go.
Baby boy, do you want to talk about this topic now?
Now show them
there we go. I like Harrington on the show more than Dylan. I'm not going to deny this.
Agreed.
I don't know what to do here. There's no difference. It's just when we go back, we go to Shannon.
Now show them.
Yeah.
Dylan, like, see how Harrington's kind of having fun. He starts shaking his head like that. Dylan does, like, a fucking, like, an Instagram post. He's like, every time we go to the camera in the booth, every time, he's like, I don't know. I feel like if we were...
Dylan looks like he texts people, do you want to come over and do TikToks?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree completely. That's what Dylan is. So I don't know what to do. I mean, maybe... And he also, he doesn't seem like he wants to be here. He's sick. Come on, what's up with that?
No, he wants to be on mic.
He wants to be on mic. Harrington's balls.
Yeah.
He's gay for you, Harrington.
Nice.
He's the only person that's attracted to you. Every once in a while, I meet a girl that's fucking Harrington, and I have to fight myself from saying, why? Like,
why are you fucking
What are you
Harrington?
Doing? Like, you know he's like a fucking loser, right? Every time.
How many times did your dad die?
It's crazy. Sometimes they're cute chicks.
Yeah.
A couple of them are cute chicks. I'm like, what is going on with you? You know I'd fuck you, right?
Did your uncle kill your dad before he fucked you?
I don't think Harrington's ever brought a girl around that I wouldn't fuck.
Which yeah, he's doing all right.
Which is crazy. Which is crazy.
It's not that crazy.
I mean, I'm objectively better than Harrington in every way, right?
You've never brought a girl around that I wouldn't fuck.
That's true. But that makes sense.
Wait. Just from all the information I've extrapolated from this conversation, are there women you guys wouldn't fuck anywhere at all?
I would fuck most women.
Okay.
Yeah, most women.
To be fair.
There's not many women that I wouldn't just say, hey, you know what? If they catch me in the mood.
If they were sleeping for Harrington with Harrington for a house, I wouldn't fuck them. You know what I mean?
I'm just saying, dude, if I'm horny enough, you know, I'm fucking... An ugly bitch will really wear me down. If she catches me at the end of the night, it's happened before. It'll happen again. All right.
Every chicks get prison hot to you.
I'd get horny. If it just depends on my level of horniness. If I don't jerk off in a day, by the end of the day, I will put my dick in almost anything that moves.
Okay. You should probably be jerking off before you leave the house.
I do. I jerk off as much as possible.
You don't need to like Twitch Fortnite every morning.
Dude,
like,
this is first of all. Sometimes I jerk off while I'm twitching. I'll lie to them. Like, hey guys, I'll be right back. I gotta go do something. I go beat one off real quick, and then I'll come back. Gotta have clarity while I play Fortnite. What happened?
You've done that with me.
What?
You left the group of people you're playing Xbox with to clearly go beat off and then come back and lie to your friends. It's not for anyone else.
How fast are you beating off?
I can beat off pretty quickly if I really want to. Like if it's just to get it out.
to get it out like a demon.
Just to get the fucking, get to exercise my dick.
Yeah. Do you have a go-to, like, are you all imagination?
I say the name of God backwards and I just fucking come.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Rogan Joe.
I mean, sometimes porn, usually porn, yeah. Sometimes, well, I also have sex videos of myself on my phone. I jerk off to myself fucking a lot.
Mm.
That's a nice...
Now, are they POV
or is your ass in the shot?
No, nobody can come if they can see my ass. That's not happening.
Wait, are you asking if he films himself fucking the back?
Yeah, I don't know if he has a tripod.
He's just got a selfie stick in
the
back.
I put it on my shoulder like a hobo stick.
Yeah. Just so he can see that ball slapping.
Yeah. We've seen enough of Lewis's sex videos to know he does not have a tripod.
It's going to be usually POV doggy or...
I'm imagining you fucking with one of those POV headlamps that you get off of Wish.com. Like the whole phone is
on the
headlamp.
You got a GoPro vest.
Yeah. Just like, yeah, you like that?
Yeah.
He's on a boogie board.
It's kind of crazy. Women will let you film them. Like they shouldn't.
Oh, yeah. Just all
I don't
you
understand.
Do
like,
take it out.
Well, I've never, you know, it's very rare that a girl will say no. It's very rare. I'm like, oh, can I film us? And it's very rare she's like, no.
It's just like, I'm fucking, and I'm just yelling a lot, and I start filming, and they never say no, or at least I don't hear them. Oh, I don't know.
A piece of shit, I guess.
You just start filming?
Yeah. No, yeah. Dude, I have reached down while a girl is blowing me to my pants around my ankles and just taken my phone out.
Sam.
I just started.
Sam. What? They're just like, are you texting? You're like, listen.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Dude, I've had girls do that to me. I've had girls like fucking pull out their phone and start filming me, like in the corner of the room. Like, what are you doing, you nasty whore? Stop filming me! But that's just them being funny. They're not trying to be sexy. They're trying to get Fat Lewis on camera so they can blackmail me with it.
Dude, when I was a kid,
like Bigfoot footage.
Yeah,
it's just Lewis walking by the camera, blurry naked.
They're gonna use it for a Doritos commercial in the future.
Do you guys remember the camera attachment for Game Boy Advance? Yes. When I was a kid, when I was in high school, I took a photo of me getting a blowjob with that. And my brother would like went through my Game Boy Advance, like the memory thing. He's like, is there a picture of you getting your dick sucked in here? I was like, you know it, man.
I like to assume you had the printer that came with it to make a sticker.
Yeah, that would have been amazing, but I didn't. I was fucking.
This is a story that's kind of interesting. There's a cancer patient. Where is this at, Shannon? Give me some background here. He or she was given 10 months in jail in Pennsylvania, given 10 months in jail for shoplifting $110 in groceries.
There is a lot more to this story.
There is.
Yeah. So let me show you the girl. So this is the girl. And yeah.
She's like a fan of ours, by the way.
She should have shoplifted eyebrows, dude. What the fuck?
Yeah, no, what seriously. The fuck?
Well, she has cancer. Maybe she...
Oh, yeah,
why does she have head hair?
Oh, way right. to make me feel... Oh, so I guess I'm the bad guy.
So they sentenced her to 10 months in jail after stealing $110 worth of stuff. And then the Pennsylvania lieutenant governor started tweeting at the judge that sentenced her and said, this is, you know, she has a doctor's appointment coming up to check on her cancer and like at least let her go to that or give her house arrest or whatever. And it's
who the fuck is a lieutenant governor? I've never heard of this title.
Don't know. But the judge ended up releasing that this is not her first crime. She does meth all the time. She's resisted treatment for the cancer. So she's kind of like a piece of shit.
You know, we had this happen recently with a homeless guy who was caught stealing toothpaste. Remember we told this story and they were like, and then we started delving more into
it. Yeah, and the story was like, this poor homeless man sentenced to 3 years in prison for stealing toothpaste. Yeah. And they're like, oh yeah, this is the 80th time.
He's a violent criminal who's fucking hurt people many times.
He also spit AIDS blood on the cops.
Resisted arrest. He wasn't the only thing that he stole. He stole like multiple things. It was like, so it's very easy to
I feel like if you're homeless, you can do any crime you want as long as you're trying to freshen up.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like when they're gross, but if you're fresh, get out there and do whatever.
I agree. It's sort of a public service. This story wasn't true. This story.
Question: are we about to find out that meth cures cancer?
Ooh.
Maybe.
So, So this is sort of a bullshit clickbait story.
Yeah.
People love. Why do that? I don't understand it.
Money. The click is where you make the money. You don't make the money on meth head arrested. Yeah, I know. Click. Like, yeah. You don't get the click. You need the click to show the ads.
Yeah. Also, I bet
the pertinent information is also at the bottom. Like, there's a lot of like this poor woman.
Also, a lot of it we think of in terms of like the corporation or the news channel wanting clicks, but it's not even as far as that. It's like I am a man or woman who needs my job, and I'm a reporter. I would need my bosses to see my stories getting clicks. I will do fucking anything not to lose my job.
Yeah.
So like, it's almost the story's more human than even a corporation wants clicks.
Dude wants clicks. That's way more. That hits the soul way more.
Fucking guy wants clicks. We can keep his $40,000 a year freelance reporting job or whatever.
Yeah.
I feel like somebody should, if I had cancer and I was homeless, I mean...
A double threat?
Yeah, it would, you know, I can't necessarily fault a person for going and stealing.
Hmm.
You know, I steal now and I'm doing pretty good.
Dude, yeah, you go to the airport, you just take the drinks, you know, it's whatever.
I mean, I play so dumb at the airport because now it's like they go like, all right, go get your food, go pay for it over there. Like,
yeah, no.
Why would anyone pay for it?
What are you doing? There's no rules. You
like,
just
why
take
would
it.
Anyone pay for the food? I don't understand. And then if you do get caught, you literally just gonna go, All you have to do is have the money in your pocket. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All you have to do is have the money. Be like, oh my God, I am so stupid. I forgot to pay for this entire meal. Let me go pay for it right now.
Yeah, it's exactly what you do.
That's it. They're not, what they're going to do, arrest you?
Dude, I literally...
You just have to have the confidence of a person with the money to pay for the thing to steal.
Like, why would I steal food?
That's how you get caught stealing, is when you feel like you're probably... You probably shouldn't be doing
that. Well, it's a weird fucked up conundrum, because it's like people that need to steal food, you know, you can't really get caught. You can't get away with it. You better be perfect. Be perfect at stealing food.
Yeah.
My supermarket right near my place, there's a barbecue section where you can just go up and order barbecue food and then sit down in this little eating area.
Lewis also lives in the barbecue section of New York.
The barbecue town. The
barbecue district.
They're barbecue Americans.
You can leave. Just leave. Nobody questions you. Nobody. What, Shannon?
I have something to add to this story to make it. So she wasn't homeless, and also she wasn't stealing food.
She didn't even have cancer. Wasn't a woman.
No, she.
It was me.
She stole makeup, hair dye, a candle, and super skinny serum.
Super skinny serum.
She has cancer.
Well, you gotta be fuckable while you die. You know.
Yeah,
is that radiation needle? They say, give
if you have cancer and you're stealing hair dye, that's the definition of optimism.
super skinny serum.
Yeah.
Yeah, doesn't the chemo make you skinny?
Yeah, is that chemo in a bottle? What is it?
AIDS cum.
Super you just open the bottle and it Paul insults Mitchell? You?
Oh, it's a hair thing.
Oh, okay. She really is going all in on the hair. That's wild. She stole a candle? Dude.
She stole a fucking, she stole a dream catcher. Who is this? She's
you know the best
girl?
Way to steal food if you're poor? When I was a kid, or when I was young, we used to do the thing where you order McDonald's at the drive-thru, and then one of your friends gets out, and as they're handing it to you, you run through and grab it football style and escape into the night, and then they have to give you double food.
Oh,
because
you're
like,
friend.
Fuck, that guy just stole my food, and they're like, oh my God, and then they give you double. Yeah. Or you can steal a stranger's food. But that's kind of a risky man's game.
Because that stranger, here's the problem. You're getting somebody like me where instead of just realizing, if somebody, all right, McDonald's employees goes to give you my food. Some dude of the night, football grabs it and starts running.
Yeah.
In the moment, there's a chance I'm just flooring my car into that person's
body. Yeah, no,
there's. I don't know what's going to happen. In my mind, he's just taking from me. And I'm not going to have time to do the mental math to go like, oh shit, they'll probably just give me another burger. It is just a burger. Don't kill somebody. In that moment, I'm going, he's stealing! And then I'm gonna floor it and probably try to chase him down.
Yeah. So that's one of the things. You always want to
take the risk. That's a solid scam, by the way.
Yeah, we used to do it all
the
time.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another scam that year. Let's do it.
Oh, God damn it. Shalom.
Ladies and gentlemen, time for another edition of Scam That Jew. And as you know, guys, it's Scam That, Jew. This is not anti-Semitic. We are, in fact, the Jews doing the scamming. Everyone else is the, you know, our good Christian neighbors who are unsuspecting.
Fucking dumb goyim.
That's a solid fucking scammerooski right there.
Thank you.
You go with your friend, okay? Because the person working drive through, they have to get out of the McDonald's, run after the, they're just not, it's not happening.
It is never
happening.
Happening.
Nobody's doing it, especially like... You know, if you scope out, it's a fat employee.
Yeah, dude.
Or even if they did, I don't think. Didn't you like? You know how they say mall cops can't touch you, so they grab the bag. Even if they did catch up to the guy, it's not like a McDonald's guy can tackle him.
Yeah, but in the middle of the country, they
don't give a shit. They don't know the rules.
In
by the
Utah,
way.
Where you're allowed to just have a rifle or a sword with you, then people are tackling.
Yeah, they don't know. The McDonald's employees don't know that they're not allowed to fuck up somebody that steals French fries.
Yeah. And there's
they think they're supposed to.
Yeah.
I watch those videos too.
Yeah, they don't know. They have no idea. And you're not supposed to.
Yeah, it's a great scam.
That is a great scam right there. Shannon, did we get any submitted from the fans?
I actually have a similar food steal scam.
Oh, again, while she's
blowing them up.
Shit.
I used to do, you go in, the nicer neighborhoods in Brooklyn, what you would do is you hop, in Bay Ridge, where the houses are, right? I had a friend with a house. You hop the fence to you call Chinese food to the house behind their house. And then when the guy gets there, you wait for him in the backyard. You go, oh, let me just go get my wallet. And you just hop the fence and go eat it in the other house.
Oh shit! I thought you were like, you hop. Here's what you do. You hop into someone's backyard. You hold their family hostage.
You do it like middle of the day when you know everybody's at work, and you call it to this house where somebody's at work, and so you're gonna go eat the food in the house behind it. So you hop the fence, grab the food, and go, oh, let me go get my wallet. It's in the back. And then you just hop the fence again and go into we used to go into my buddy's basement and just eat the food. There's no windows in the basement.
Yeah.
And we would just sit there and eat food. And what's that? He's just looking around. What's he going to do?
Yeah, we would call Chinese. We would just call the Chinese restaurant.
And just run really fast?
No, we would just call it to the neighbors. We'd order like $80 worth of food. Yeah. And then when they would show up, the guy would be there and they would be like, no, this isn't ours. And then we just watch the guy like scratch his head angry. And then we'd be out the window, we'd be like, chong ching, chong ching, chong, ha 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 ha. And then laugh and make Asian noises at him.
You could have been eating that food and making Asian noises to each other and laughing.
Yeah. We would literally just do the most, it was the most racist thing. There was no reason for it. We would just call fake Chinese and then make Asian noise at a person out a window. It was horrible. I've learned. Look, if that was...
Anytime I really think I'm throwing myself under the bus, Lewis finds a lower level of bus. Yeah.
Well, you know.
When I was a kid, there was an Italian deli down the street called Natoli's, and they had a Filipino delivery guy. And we ordered Natoli's, and this guy came to the door. My mom opened the door, and she goes, oh, we ordered Natoli's, not Chinese food, and closed the door.
Damn, oh, fuck.
Shannon, what do we got?
This is the happiest I've ever been.
Okay, first one is from Cole. Yo, Trader Joe's gives an employee discount of 10% off. They're usually pretty busy when you go to checkout. Just ask for a key, and a manager will come apply the discount. If you want to go the extra mile, just look up the store number of a different Trader Joe's and say you work there. Most of the time, they don't give a fuck. Also, they have a you don't like it, bring it back return policy. So anything they sell can be returned for a full refund. There's a risky scam and a no-risk scam to exploit this. Risky, steal a bunch of high-ticket item stuff like fancy-ass maple syrup or saffron. Lewis, that's a very expensive spice. Return them to a different store, multiple stores, and get that cash. No risk. If you're a broke-ass bitch with an EBT card, get normal groceries or whatever, then return them for cash.
That's a terrible idea. It's a better scam. I learned this when I was like 8. Just find a receipt on the floor of any supermarket, go grab the items off the shelf, and return it. And get that cash right there and then. Way easier than stealing it and going to another fucking place.
If you live in a place that has a Walmart, you can literally take shit off the shelf of Walmart and return it, and they don't. They're so overwhelmed constantly, and their return policy is so lax.
Is the return policy they give you cash just with the item with no receipt?
They will. Or they'll just give you they'll just be like, oh, I'm sorry, let's get you one that works, and then you get to leave with
the
thing.
Me and my friends would just go into the parking lot. Now, granted... This is when everyone used cash. So now, to be honest with you, I'm assuming 90% of people use card now, right?
Yeah.
So it would be, I don't know how easy it would be to pull this one off, but if you could find a receipt simply paid with cash, go back into the supermarket, get like 3 of the expensive items off the shelf, just walk over to the fucking say, like, hey, I have to return these. There's no way. There's no way. How would they ever know?
We used to do do you remember when Xbox 360 was out and it would red ring and break? We used to just, you get the Xbox from Walmart, you open it up, you put the bad innards in the other one, you close it, you return it.
You'd open up the Xbox, the whole thing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You just, you can buy the tools. Now it's so easy, but back then you had to like buy specific tools to take apart the Xbox. And then you would just return the bad innards and be like, the Xbox didn't work, and then you could... infinite Xbox that way.
Nice. Shannon, give me another one.
Next one is from Zach. 2-for-1 movie tickets. So this scam has gotten harder to do with assigned seating, but if a movie theater isn't very crowded, this is how you get 2 tickets for the price of 1. When you buy a ticket, go into the theater, wait a few minutes. Oh, one of you. It takes 2 people. One of you buys a ticket, goes into the theater, waits a few minutes, then comes out. When you come out, you need to tell the kid tearing tickets that you left your ticket in the theater, but you have to go outside and you'll be right back. Make sure he remembers you.
Yeah.
Once you're outside, you give your tickets to your
friends. That's an old one. Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty standard.
As long as it's not a movie premiering that weekend, that still works.
That one's silly almost because it's like just walk into the movie theater.
Yeah.
I've just confidently walk in.
You can, and I've done that too.
You can kind of just be like, oh, I left my stuff in there.
I will always just try to walk in, and then they'll be like, hey, do you have a ticket? And you're like, oh, shit. To your thing earlier, like, I'm fucking stupid, man. Yeah, and then
I completely forgot to buy a ticket.
Yeah, dude, you're just like, oh, sorry, I'm out of it.
Yeah.
And I'm always like,
I should be a movie theater employee. I'm so stupid. Shannon, do we have anything else?
One more. This person didn't give a real name, so we'll call him Mike. What up, doggy? You come at my boy Cusky like that again, it's on site. And then anyways, the scam specific to whatever bank you use and the bar. I've only used it at Bank of America, so I don't know. Go there when you lose your debit card at a, I don't know, this is not English. Debit card at the bank. They give you a temporary replacement card and eventually send you your new card in the mail 2 weeks later. When you get the permanent new card in the mail, the next time you go to the bar, Bring both the temporary card and your new permanent card. Order yourself and friends some drinks. Open the tab using the temporary card. Get fucking hammered the rest of the night. When you open the tab, typically the bartender will swipe it, open the card, or not swipe it, and just run a receipt with all the drinks you ordered throughout the night. At the end of the night, just leave without closing your temporary card or slip out and pretend to smoke a cigarette if you have to. Go to the nearest ATM and use it using your new card that will activate the new permanent card.
Ooh.
And close cancel your old temporary card.
Slick.
When they go to ring out your old card, they will close, blah, blah, blah. You know how it ends.
There we go.
Except it'll just have your name and address on it.
Yeah.
No, not the temporary card.
Well, it won't have your name on it?
The temporary card will have your name on it still, but it doesn't.
What are they going to do with your name?
What is a name?
Going to find you?
Us.
Zach Amico, probably.
Yeah.
Not Luis Gomez.
Okay. Fair.
No, but they're not going to sit around and they're not going to do that. They're just going to be like, oh, we got, like any restaurant's just going to be like, we got beat on a check.
Yeah, they assume it's a stolen card probably anyway. Yeah. There was an old one. You could do that with you could buy a temporary visa, like a $50 visa from Dwayne Reed and have them do that as well. But without your name on it, sometimes people get caught doing it. That's a good one. Actually, I like that one. What do we think, guys?
It's good.
Yeah,
it's a good scam.
It's the first solid scam we've had in a while. Ladies and gentlemen, what was his name? Mike? Fake Mike?
Yeah, Fake Mike.
Fake Mike, you just won a real-ass podcast Scam That Jew shirt. Scam
that. Is this a real shirt that exists?
Yeah. And it's exclusive. You can only get it by... You can't buy it. You have to win.
You have to scam it.
You have to get it from a winning scam.
Yeah. Awesome.
Recently, I was thinking about getting a neck tattoo.
I know.
Oh, shit. Like Shannon just... I know. All right.
So I was like, Shannon, don't fucking...
I'm sorry, baby boy.
There it is.
I like calling me baby boy. I like when Shannon calls me baby boy. I thought I'm getting back in shape.
I won't go through your wallet, baby boy.
So on June 1st, I'm going to come in. I'm just going to start kissing Shannon, like, really hard. Shannon, how do you feel about that? Now show them titties. Hey.
I mean,
how do you feel about it?
I don't think that's what's going to really happen.
You don't think on June 1st I'm going to just grab you, push you up against the wall, and start deeply kissing you passionately?
No.
You don't think so?
What happens on June 1st?
Yeah, why is there a doomsday countdown?
It's up on the wall in here also.
Because I'm fucking getting Jack Diesel again. She likes a big fucking muscly Jack Diesel motherfucker, and that's where I'm going to be. June 1st is going to be the date where I'm like unbearable.
I don't think you can put on enough mass.
What'd you say, Shannon?
I see your arms look bigger.
Baby boy?
Baby boy.
I like making shit.
I'm going to start giving everyone in my life ultimatums. Just like, listen, May 1st, I'm going to fucking grab your dick hard and make eye contact.
You gotta be ready,
Maggie. Yeah, you gotta start telling everybody.
Be ready. But that's the thing. I've set the date. Here's why it's good. Because I've already set the date. So now when I come in and do it on June 1st, I have months of tape.
Threatening her.
Yeah.
That's just evidence. That's not...
No,
that's
it's not. It's evidence on my side.
Reason to do it. That's evidence
it's
against
evidence
you.
On my side saying that I gave her fair warning. A countdown clock. I need a countdown clock to June 1st, Shannon. To the day I'm going to walk in.
This is why they should have passed Lily Ledbetter. You know what I mean? Like, you need that extra time.
I'm going to fuck it. I'm telling you right now. I'm not going to say any words, Shannon. No words. Just grabbing you up against the wall.
You should have made
it. I need a countdown clock to June 2nd when Shannon's co-owner of Gas Digital.
No, it's not, because I'm going to use this as evidence. I'm going to say she knew exactly what was going on. I had a countdown clock weekly. She counted out the days. Look, there we go.
You can't.
116 days, 4 hours, and 6, 45 minutes. This is 11:15 a.m. This is what I want.
You can't be like, I'm going to do
11,
a crime.
I'll probably be late.
You can't preempt the crime by admitting to the crime and then be like, listen, I said I was going to fucking do it. What is everyone's problem? That's not...
It's not a crime if... It's only like... if it was murder, that'd be the case, but it's not a crime if
It's a sex crime.
Is that a sex crime? It's a crime of passion.
Just means somebody should have helped me sooner.
It's a crime of passion. She got fucking passionate, Jay Gomez.
I will say, even if it is a crime, if she shows up on June 1st, it's like, I don't know, maybe she won't.
I will get off. I will tell you right now, I don't even need a lawyer. I'll defend myself against this. If she tries to bring up charges against me, I it couldn't be any more clear.
Said I was going to rape her June 1st.
I didn't rape her.
Every day of her month. But then also, if she doesn't show up for work, she's fired.
When you yelled out, "I will get off," I was like, okay, so we know what this is about, but, and then it was.
No, she, what's going to happen is I'm going to kiss her, and then she's going to start kissing me back. She's like, no, I can't. I'm like, you can, though. Shh. You can.
And we're all sitting here awkwardly waiting for the podcast to start.
And then,
no, that's what we're waiting for, plugs.
And then she's going to fucking bite my shoulder, my big, fat, fucking muscular. Look at that fucking shoulder blade coming in, dog.
Dude, you'll be fat and then working out again three times before.
No, it's just a regular green shirt. What?
Oh, I thought this was a Ninja Turtles.
No. I'm wearing a regular green shirt.
Oh, you thought it came with his head?
Yeah. Shannon, are you looking at my shoulder?
Yeah. Yes.
Are you saying, how good do I look?
So good.
Baby boy.
Oh.
Baby boy.
Dig your nails into my shell.
You don't even know. Lewis almost fought a 17-year-old when I was walking in the street with him. He's wearing this shirt. Like 6 months ago.
What'd I do?
Dude, this kid just goes, Hulk smash. And he was just trying to impress some like not attractive girl with him and his buddies. And Lewis like stops the conversation we're having, middle of the day. Like, what the fuck is this kid doing? And I was like, you're going to fight a fucking 15-year-old? You're wearing a Hulk shirt, you dork.
That is pretty cool, though. But that makes me laugh. When I was at the mall, some guy was like fucking, some like teenager was like nerds to me and my brother. We were wearing glasses. My brother's a huge, terrifying dude. And he was like, I'll fucking kill you at the mall. And like made the guy ask for forgiveness in front of his friends. I was like,
you know what? Your brother, ladies and gentlemen. He's a real ass dude. He's got bad attitude. One might feel he's real. He's a real ass dude. I'm not saying that.
To be fair, the difference between that kid and your brother was that kid just said Hulk smash to Lewis wearing a Hulk shirt. That dude said something kind of derogatory.
True.
To your brother.
Well, Lewis is clearly a Ninja Turtle, though. That's what I thought immediately. I was like, this is the fifth. He's not doing as well as the other four. Like, Splinter's like, maybe stay in the cave. Like,
they live in a sewer.
Yeah, you're right. The sewer.
They live in a two-bedroom, two-bath on what is widely regarded as the Upper West Side.
Yeah, but what's your weapon?
The retarded turtle, Picasso? They just lock him up. He has to eat the crusts.
Yeah. I think that Shannon is going to not be able to resist me once I get back into the regular shape. And then she's going to start coming on to me hard. All I got to do is have one little makeout sesh. One little. Shannon, would you at least have a makeout? June 1st, a little makeout session would be to see how you feel about it.
No.
Shannon, grow the fuck up.
It's great bonus content for the podcast, not for nothing.
Just a fucking straight up like a 5-second little tongue kiss in the closet.
No, what closet?
See, what you should have done is set up a whole kissing contest where everyone in the office has to kiss. And then you eventually get to Shannon. Boom.
Have you looked out this fucking window?
Listen, I know you got to break some eggs to make an omelet, man.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Shannon, just one little, just to see what you feel inside.
No, I know what I feel inside.
Not your dick.
You don't know what you fucking feel, whatever.
To be fair, even if it was in there.
Not your fucking stupid turtle dick.
I don't even know what's going on here. Dog porn submissions.
Did
we ask for dog porn?
Yes, this went good.
Somebody brought in a video of their dog humping and we asked them to put it to music. It was some girl's dog rubbing its pussy, right?
Yeah, no, what it was, you called for people to send in porn of their animals, and I have a mixture of videos and photos sent from...
But somebody did show us a video of their dog, right?
What did they get?
Natalie did, yeah.
Okay.
Natalie Cuomo?
Yeah, remember her dog was like humping the grass?
Jesus.
Natalie Cuomo. I'm thinking about doing a fourth show per week so we can get her in more. I think Real Ass Podcast needs to be Monday through Thursday. We don't have enough Cuomo time on this show.
The Cuomo quota?
The Cuomo hour.
Who's Natalie Cuomo?
She's a really funny comic. What?
Oh, okay. She's just a real funny...
Voice of a generation.
Pull her Instagram up for a second.
Yeah, let's see this.
He's a fucking hilarious comic, dude.
I also want to get back to you getting a neck tattoo. I'm very curious.
Yeah, I really want to get one. I want to talk about your face tattoo.
That changes things a little bit.
Oh, if I got my neck tattoo? Shannon, you whore!
Oh, my God.
Ooh, Shannon's going to get it. I'm going to fuck Shannon. Natalie Cole.
Oh, okay. So she looks like every girl I've ever dated.
What? You wish.
Okay.
If you can get Natalie Cuomo, I would quit comedy. I would kill Harrington.
Kill Harrington level.
Boom.
Harrington level. Are you kidding me? Not a high level.
I just meant in terms of like style or whatever. Yeah. I didn't get a good look at
her. She's a goddamn angel.
She seems nice.
You shut your fucking face. She's
no,
an angel.
She's very pretty.
You shut up, Shane. She's not. Don't touch her. You do not touch her.
Oh my God.
She's an angel.
Doesn't she look funny?
Yeah, that's it's a really funny
Zach,
photo.
You shut the fuck up. She's about to take your place
really
on the road, motherfucker.
I know, it's a fucking cycle. I start to do better and better. I finally get a good half an hour, and then you get a girlfriend again.
Natalie Cuomo.
She looks like a girl who is in a perpetual state of having a boyfriend.
Oh yeah, she got a boyfriend. She's
of course.
Too.
Oh,
but
yeah.
He rides a motorcycle. So what are the motorcycle death rates?
Yeah, high. They're very high here.
What's the likelihood that he crashes his motorcycle into?
Listen, sometimes people crash their motorcycles. Well, they hit their heads.
I'm just going to be me with a can of paint, and I paint a tunnel on a wall.
Wile E. Coyote style, just fucking. Just Lewis with a fucking gigantic rocket strapped to his back trying to light the fuse himself. There we go.
Just not put the manhole cover back on when you and the rest of the turtles go home at night.
Motorcycle, 5,300 people died in motorcycle crash. See, look, it could happen.
Yeah, man.
How many people are riding motorcycles? If 5,000 of them are dead,
about 5%.
5% of people that ride motorcycles die? No, that's impossible.
It feels real to me,
dude.
That'd be like way too risky.
It's up 5% from the year before.
Couldn't you just hit him with a crowbar and frame a Hell's Angel somehow?
Maybe.
I mean, the Hell's Angels headquarters is on St. Mark's, isn't it?
There you go.
Look, I'm just kidding as well. I don't want.
If he spent all his time with Natalie, he might laugh to death.
Zach, stop fucking hating Doggy.
I'm not. She's a hilarious comedian.
I want to fucking stop hating. First of all, you never.
She's like the female Brenda Chubb.
Doggy. Whoa.
Whoa. It's a compliment.
That's you
hear that fighter in the kid?
Oh, yeah.
We're not afraid. Zach and Miko's coming at you. I'm trying to get on their
just
show.
Just by myself? Yep.
I'm trying to get on their show. Listen to me. I'm going to get a neck tattoo. Then that'll be the difference. So, Shannon, if you're saying if I had a neck tattoo, that might be what put me over the edge. If I get Jack Diesel, hold on. Jack Diesel and a neck tattoo.
What if he gets a neck tattoo of your pussy on his neck?
No.
Shannon, I'm not Jack.
Oh, like when guys get the lips?
Do these do it for you?
No, you're too tiny.
I really do enjoy your tattoos. Oh, tattooed hands and neck is my thing.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Now we're getting somewhere. But she also likes a nice Jack Diesel guy.
Yeah.
So maybe you'll get a little fucking weight on, baby boy.
Yeah. I don't lift as much these days.
Yeah. So, okay. So talk to me. What was your first neck or face tattoo? What happened there? Why did you decide to do it?
I was a sketchy kid that wanted street cred.
I thought you needed to change your look because you kept doing that Walmart scam too many times.
I was like a criminal for most of my early life. Like, so I just was hanging out with sketchy people, car hopping, stealing, robbing, whatever, you know, and I wanted... The more tattoos you have,
So it was just part of your, like, sort of like, you know, young
the
punk
culture.
Fucking, you know, asshole lifestyle. So
yeah, motorcycle clubs and that kind of stuff.
So, yeah, so, because it's a little different for me because I've gotten tattoos over the years and I always said I wanted a neck tattoo. I would consider something on the face, but not really. I don't think face. I would think maybe head, like back of head, side of head. Neck. I think neck. The side of the neck is fucking badass.
When you get real fat, Bam Bam Pigolo.
If you're not gonna like cover yourself, side of the neck is way to go.
Yeah, side of the neck I think is the way to go.
So if you're not going bodysuit.
But I made a decision. It was like, well, when I would never have to turn back and get like a day job. When I would never have to. And at this point, there's no turning back. Like, I'm never gonna have a job where I can have a tattoo on my neck. So I kind of want one, but I don't know what I want to get.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you there.
Shannon's
I started getting Shannon's pussy now.
Yeah. But I don't think there's enough area.
I've seen a pussy tattoo.
Dude, it looked like,
yeah,
look like Shane's neck.
I'm going to have to get,
it's all the same tattoos. What's up, Shannon?
Yeah. Maybe I can get her pussy on my back, like just wide spread across my back. Just fucking. Just do a fucking back pose.
There you go.
Shannon, oh, when you flex, it queefs?
Yeah. Shannon, are you seeing how fucking good my back looks too, Shannon? Ooh.
Your tag is out, but it's good.
It's not a tag.
Okay.
It's not a tag.
Oh.
My shirts don't have tags. It's part of the style.
Oh, okay.
You don't know about this. So I want to get in. All right, so here's the
You don't know enough about Universal Studios Couture.
If you are... First of all, this is a Halloween costume.
I'm literally wearing
the itchiest Halloween costume that I've... ever heard of. This is 300% polyester somehow.
And not only are you wearing the itchy Halloween costume, but this is not the first time because you had worn it earlier with my man's here.
Dude, that was a year ago. It was a year ago.
This is my go-to. This is one of my nicer outfits.
It's the only thing that matches the bathing suit he has on for underwear.
So I'm going to get a neck tattoo. I got to figure out what it's going to be. Maybe if you're a tattoo artist, you know what? New contest. Tattoo Lewis for free. If you're a dope ass tattoo artist.
Wait, before you get into this, can
it's
I also
contest.
No, I want to start a contest also. Suck Shane's dick. You could do it. Okay? There we go.
It's a solid contest.
Yeah.
That's a solid contest right there.
That's
so,
the whole contest.
Just suck Shane's dick.
Just send in pictures of your mouth.
Yeah. And I will fuck that mouth.
If you're a tattoo artist in the New York area, or if you're willing to travel to me on your own expense, I will allow you to do my first ever neck tattoo. But you got to send me a cool idea, cool concept, samples of your artwork to realassofficial@gmail.com. And yeah, man.
Lewis.
What?
Don't do that.
Why?
Because the person, your neck is such an important part of your body. The person who tattoos it should be
also
highly qualified.
I'm going to have Natalie Cuomo tattoo my neck.
Hell yeah. Yeah. There
she
we
does
go.
Tattoo.
Shannon's pussy.
I bet she does.
All Natalie Cuomo would have to do is she just have to ask me. She's like,
can I
please tattoo your neck?
And I'd be like, she's never tattooed a real person before.
No, she tattoos her boyfriend. Her boyfriend's a retard like me. He's like, whatever you want, baby. Gives up his fucking skin like a psycho. Like a psycho. He doesn't care.
And that's not true. She tattooed herself as well. Those cherries that look like a ball sack.
Dude, in her
shut
defense,
the fuck
cherry,
up. She's a great tattoo
in
artist.
In her
Zach.
Defense, cherries do look like ball sacks.
Yeah. So, look, if you want to tattoo me, my first ever neck tattoo, you got to give me your concept. Mm. Okay. I want to see your art. Look, I have a lot of fans, Shane. Okay. It's not like it's going to be some fucking weirdo. I'm going to get a lot of tattoo artists being like, holy shit.
Oh, dude, you have a lot of fans. There's more weirdos.
There's some weirdos in there, but.
No, but I mean, like, there's more weirdos than you have fans. There's a huge overlap in that Venn diagram.
No. Oh, my
God.
Yeah,
I'm with you.
Yeah.
You can see the cherry there.
Oh, okay. I was like, what are we just getting?
Can we just,
I mean, that definitely
can we just
looks
make
like,
that the fucking album cover like, for today's show?
That looks like an old man's tiny cock with one fat nutsack.
Her boyfriend's going to see this podcast, all of us lusting over her. He's going to get all frustrated, and he's going, I just need to think for a little bit, and he's going to leave on his motorcycle and die.
Why were they talking about the love of my life like that?
Yeah, man.
It's going to get T-boned by a fucking 18-wheeler.
Yeah, there you go. He's going to look up. Boom, it's over.
Okay.
So you don't even know what you want on your neck. Are you thinking full coverage, something small?
I think I want something kind of big on my neck.
No, he knows what he wants on his neck. Shannon's thighs.
Shannon,
June 1st.
What do you... Oh, hell yeah. Shannon, what do you think I should get on my neck? What would be the thing that's hot enough that you'd consider just doing a nice deep makeout session with me?
I don't know. I'm going to research.
You got to do some research. Okay. Can we see some neck tattoos, some ideas
just
for neck tattoos?
PBA card.
Come on. I think that'd be, there's got to be
single
something.
Neck tattoos. Here we go. Well, these are some throat. The rose is popular.
No, I already have a rose on my neck.
Okay. What are your other tattoos
does the neck
like?
Hurt?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you have the inside of your arm?
Inside of my arm is fucking brutal.
So the neck feels like the inside of your arm, but
no.
on your fucking neck.
No.
Yeah, dude.
Fuck off, dude.
It sucks real bad.
God damn it.
I think you should let James draw your neck tattoo.
So yes. What are your other... So your He's all your other artist. Tattoos are... Tattooed you have pants. Like what do I want to say here? Kind of like early 2000s, 90s, like traditional, so like white trash tattoos.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you trashing my tattoos?
No, 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 no.
Dog,
look,
I'm
man, I know it took a lot of work to decide on those.
You have a fucking
throw those big.
You have a
fucking...
half a sword on your face. First cocksucker couldn't even get the full sword.
Cheek looks like Brock Lesnar's torso.
Did you fucking cross me,
dude? I should tattoo the six pack on. No, dude. Firstly, I like your I like nice, your tattoos.
I have a mixture of really bad ones,
dude. Look at I was gonna
and
say
really,
I have
really
so
bad ones.
Many bad tattoos.
I don't know if I have. I have like two or three good ones, and then the rest are kind of bad.
What's your favorite?
My favorite tattoo in terms of art or meaning?
Meaning. Just like that you, makes you happy. Here we go. Let's get this.
Yeah, it's because the meaning is different than the actual, which is the best tattoo. Because the best tattoo is probably my rattlesnake killing a lion, which the meaning is exactly what.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're the rattlesnake.
I'm the king of the jungle lion.
Who's the lion?
The king
Jews,
of the jungle.
The Jews in the entertainment industry.
The lion represents the Jews. The bankers.
I mean, Lion of Judah is a thing, so I'll take it.
Yeah, no, it's just a rattlesnake killing a lion. You know, the meaning is, yeah, I am the rattlesnake. I am taking over.
And that's also your favorite one?
No, no, no.
Oh,
that's
okay.
My favorite. Like, artistically, that's probably my favorite one. That's a good one. And then I had a falling out with the tattoo artist, so I won't even give him credit anymore.
Nice.
That guy was fucking mean.
That guy sucked.
That guy, I got tattoos from like a friend, and he left shitty comments on them with the artist tag.
Oh, yeah, he was shit.
You should have come to me, man. You didn't pay enough.
Yeah, he was just, he was a fucking, like a douchey guy. You know what I'm saying? But, so then.
He did give you a free tattoo in order to pick your brain about podcasting.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Nice.
And boy, did he pick it. It's in there for like an hour and 45 minutes. I was actually like, no, it was like 2-3 hour sessions.
Like, dude, look, all you do. Is you take a thing and then you say something racist right adjacent to it. Like, that's the whole.
Pick your brain about it. It's just you for 2 hours being like, buy a Zoom. I can't. What do you want from me?
My favorite meaning.
Either this just one. Reading the FAQ.
Your Fantastic Four tattoo?
Either because I love Fantastic Four or. either my 2-7 offsuit, which is right, which is a shit tattoo, or, this one.
I have a card suit also.
But. Yeah, my 2-7 off suit is, it's sort of, inspiring. Just means play your cards.
Yeah.
And you can always add another
I have a tattoo.
I do love 2-7.
Yeah. I have a tattoo of Jack aces K? And eights for the exact same meaning.
Aces and eights.
Yeah, it's a dead man's hand.
Dead man's hand, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's the meaning. It's like, it's the worst hand you get in poker, and it doesn't mean you can still win. You know, whatever you have... just play your cards.
Nice.
That's it. Simple as that. And I sort of live that philosophy in life. And then this other one is it's a double pendulum, which represents chaos theory. And I don't know. I always sort of connected with that whole idea of the butterfly effect, chaos theory. I got it for my son. Nice. I really got this one for my son because it's like
that's bad news. But then you have the kid, right? Is that what it is?
Yeah. Well, the reality is I've had, there's a lot of shit that's happened in my life and people sort of ask you, do you have any regrets? And I truly don't. Like, I've preached this a million times, but I have this fucking incredible kid. I have a pretty damn cool life.
I mean, you caused your mother to kill herself though. I mean,
yeah, but without that, I wouldn't have my kid. I really wouldn't. It's so worth it. My kid is so much
better
than my
fucking... Without that, he wouldn't have the sob story to get beat to fuck him in the first place.
Without my mother was...
Mind freak.
His mom died.
Are you ready? Yeah, but look, that sperm does not meet that egg. If I didn't cause my mother to murder herself via heroin injection, right, with all the guilt built up over the years, There's no way that that sperm meets that egg. Okay. There's no way I have little baby James. So everything...
Egg on June 1st.
I was going to say, your mother dying is all leading up to June 1st. It all culminates.
It's true.
June 1st. You should have made it June 6th, which is the first day of D-Day, but it's okay.
Shannon, what I want you to do is I need you
Juneteenth.
To...
Juneteenth.
You
could have done Juneteenth.
Shannon, I need you to make...
Free at last.
A trailer for Mining Years Makeout Session for June 1st. Yes. No, you work for me.
He is the boss.
You That's work true. For me. You have to do this. I want a trailer. It's going to be like a monster truck rally trailer. It's going to be like Sunday. Louis J. Gomez is going to slam Shannon's big old titties against the wall and put his tongue down her throat. She's going to fucking love it. Ah.
You want to see Harrington's mug rape, design? Rape
on the first fucking date. With a special appearance by Gravedigger. Come see Titzilla, 15 feet high.
It's happening June 1st, Shannon, so say what you want to say. You're making the trailer as well, so for all the effort you're going to fucking put in, you better fucking... That trailer better be popping.
Do you want to see Harrington's mug thing?
Good. I want to see. Oh, Harrington made a mug?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. Put it on a mug. Throw it out there. Give it to my sister. Beautiful. All right, so let's see these dog porn submissions. Are we giving them a prize for this?
I was doing anything I could to get away from the dog porn. I feel.
Is there a prize for this?
I don't remember.
Self-esteem.
I have to go back and watch that episode.
All right, well, guys, this
might be dog porn on a mug.
No.
All right, first submission, who's it from?
This one's from Kevin, and this is his dog raping his cat.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Here.
this is going to be great. These are always great.
Stop trying to distract him with the laser.
Yeah, this cat is got his priorities.
That's how I'm
going to
get Shannon.
Up.
We're going to do a laser pointer on the wall.
Oh, my God. This is, dude.
Wow.
Yeah, cool.
Dog fucking cat videos are always hilarious. I don't give great. A shit what anybody says.
That's pretty good.
Okay, the next three are from...
Jesus Christ.
Well, they're three pictures.
Okay.
I love that dogs will just fuck if they're... Even they're just like, pussies around. I'll just start thrusting and they're so optimistic that it'll work out.
Yeah, so they'll just hump near a thing?
Yeah, dude. Imagine if you just pulled your dick out and you were just like, here we go. And it was like nowhere near...
It'll land eventually.
It'll be fine.
They're just chucking up bricks.
Yeah, like anything could be happening down there, dude. You have no idea. You're just fucking towards whatever. Okay.
Hi, Shannon.
Okay, so the name that came through was Droid Rage Decals, and he sent three pictures of animal porn.
Okay.
Okay.
Here's one where you can just see
his dick's getting going.
Penis.
Oh, I just thought it was a cute dog. The penis did not factor in.
Good.
Hold on one sec. Here's the next one.
But these are different dogs.
Louis, will you please recreate all these photos?
For just, Shannon.
I want you sitting fully like the dog with your dick out.
Those balls.
Dude.
Nice balls. That's some nice
it's
balls.
It's a very relaxed dog, honestly.
Yeah. The dog looks a lot like a squirrel.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be Insidious, but I was like, that was kind of cute.
Go ahead.
This is the last one.
Oh, fuck. That one's shit. Brutal, though.
This isn't porn. This is just dog
That just
balls.
Looks like the couch has balls.
Dude, have you ever seen... I have a friend whose nuts are like that, where one is way bigger than the other, and I keep telling him to go to the doctor, but...
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right, that doesn't count. That wasn't porn. Was there not any more submissions, Shannon?
One more video.
Dude, that was for three different dogs, right? That guy clearly Googled dog balls.
Yeah, it's just dog balls.
And then sent us the three Google searches.
All right, here's the last one.
Uh-oh. Damn. Michael video.
Oh, look at this fucking pig. Look.
Oh, they're gay. Oh, it's two dogs. They're gay dogs.
Hell yeah, dude. Good for them living their best life.
They're gay dogs.
And that last one's from Michael. That's it.
Oh, man. That was disturbing. I don't know why.
I'm not impressed by any of those.
Yeah. Well, I was impressed by the dog fucking the cat. If the dog had penetrated...
No, but there's a better... If you just go to YouTube and you put dog humps cat, you'll find the first three videos.
Yeah, I think the laser pointer was cheating. They were distracting that cat.
Yeah.
Though we did get some good strategies for June 1st, I will say.
That's true.
We're ready.
We're gonna sell. Laser pointers at Skankfest.
To be fair, though, that second dog splayed out should be your neck tattoo.
Oh, here we go.
I know. I need something badass for my neck.
Yeah, that dog's badass, cool. Man. He doesn't give a fuck about anything. He's exposing all of his.
See, here's the thing. The other thing.
Oh, here we go.
There we go.
Is this off YouTube?
Oh, this cat is into it.
Oh, they're Dominican. You knew this was coming.
Dude, anything goes.
Yeah.
There's a bunk bed in the living room.
That's what I was going to say. I was like, damn, and it's like well made too. They take care of it.
Oh, shit.
Oh, dude, no, you can't get away.
This is how they look at Dominicans fucking Cubans.
Oh, shit. They're friends.
Oh, look.
Young love. Oh, come on, man. Don't follow them in. Is he going to turn on the light and the cat's going to be fucking the dog? Hey, oh, no.
Oh, they got a bidet.
They have two toilets. That's fun.
That's a bidet.
That's a bidet. Oh.
It's like Milo and Otis. They lost 11 cats making this movie.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, yeah, they let the cat out of the rape cage.
This is just the trailer for Secret Life of Pets 3.
Well, what you don't know is that that cat is actually an emotional support animal for the dog. So, that's Louis's his job. They brought him.
He had ED before this.
Yeah, that cat is a highly trained animal.
How did they not take Louis's voice from Secret Life of Pets and put it over a dog licking its own balls? This is still going.
We got it. It's fine.
Yeah, I was like, please, no more.
Thank you. Real quick, let's end the show with Does It Live, Shannon.
Does it live or does it die?
You know this game. You know this game. We will play a beginning of a video clip, and we will all decide whether, and I have not seen this. I had Shannon do the research by herself. I have no idea. Does this animal thing, person, whatever it is, does it live or does it die?
Oh, no.
So let's roll the tape. You guys can all play at home as well. All right, we have some.
Oh no!
Jesus Christ, Shannon!
I've seen this
there's
video.
No sound.
There's no sound. Thank God. Can you have fun sounds at least? Maybe some sort of like.
Can we see the beginning of that again.
One sec.
Can you put on Rawhide?
Dude, I love. What is it? Are they sketching?
Look at Harrington on the ball in there.
Let's see his hand. His hand.
I think he made it.
I think the bike got crushed and he went in between the car and he's going to stand up and be like, holy shit, because it looks like he's between the wheels.
Yeah. Was he sketching, by the way? Was he like holding on to the thing?
Yeah, it looks like he was, right? It looks like he was trying to hold on
to
the
side. You can only do that in New York. There's no other place where that is like a viable strategy to get around on your bike.
I don't think he would. This is the very beginning.
No. He just gets clipped.
Oh, yeah. He's just dumb as shit.
I used to do that on the back of buses on rollerblades. Me and my friends, we were psychotic.
I think
if my fucking son.
Yeah, I used to do that. Yeah, UPS.
I literally have done that like recently. Yeah.
If my son tried to hang off the back of a bus, it was going 40 miles an hour on his rollerblades when he's 10, like literally in a couple years. It's.
He's yelling into the back of the bus, Eddie, wait!
Yeah, that's great.
Sketching is great.
Yeah. So, I say live. What do you say, Chris?
I'm going to say live because I don't think this video gets to where we're watching it if he doesn't live. But it does not look good for this gentleman.
I'm going live.
Have you guys ever seen someone die, like, horribly on this? I've not.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
On Deliver does that. Sometimes it's just like a fucking cat who gets dropped into a blender. We're like, oh, it dies.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I did see... anyway, I won't talk. It's fucked up. But I thought I had seen this video before, but I actually hadn't, but I also think he lives.
All right, so continue with the video, Shannon.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. Oopsie-daisy. Well, here we go.
Bike is destroyed, and he's alive.
Ow. Oh, I hope this next car hits him.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it would have been great if that fucking white car just...
Oh, man. Let's hope he's luckier than that girl's boyfriend, right?
Jesus, come on.
Sorry.
Fellow comic. We're just kidding, Natalie. But, you know.
I'll
be here for you.
What's the dude's
name?
You don't know?
Yeah, he's a regular guy.
I think you know.
I don't. I really don't.
Thinking about it?
Yeah, so he lives. So good for that guy. I'm happy he lived. Shannon. We can't have Shannon be in charge of does it live or does it die, though, because Shannon's always going to pick somebody who lives. Fucking pussy.
This is what you need Harrington for.
Yeah, Harrington. Because Harrington has a little bit of death in his
Harrington's
eyes.
On 4chan just jacking off to dudes falling off of buildings.
Maybe Harrington's back. I don't know.
Is Harrington about to get rehired?
Harrington.
Wait, when is Harrington Day?
When is Harrington Day? We
it's
do have
coming
a Harrington
up.
Day, right?
Yeah, when is Harrington Day?
Hold on one sec.
I do so many things on this podcast that I forget things that I do, like create holidays.
It's got to be coming up. I feel like it's in March, maybe?
Maybe.
Holidays, contests.
I have a lot. I have a lot of things that I do.
I feel like, I'm stressing about your neck tattoo.
July 20th.
And what is it on Harrington Day? What is Harrington Day?
That's where you celebrate being incompetent and vaguely getting away with it.
Failing upwards.
Yeah.
Okay. I like it. All right, look. You guys are the shit. Thank you for watching this Wednesday edition of the Real Ass Podcast. We're back on Friday with two more incredible guests. Shannon, who we got on Friday? Just have it ready to go, Shannon.
Natalie Cuomo and a crowbar.
I wish.
One moment. Okay, it is Luke Tuma and Tommy Pope.
There we go. We scheduled seven times Luke Tuma and Tommy Pope. All right, guys. I'll see you guys on Friday morning, 11 a.m. Every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 11 a.m. Eastern here on the Gas Digital Network. Use that promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial to the greatest network on the planet, Gas Digital Network. Peace.
Adios, good riddance, fuck you!
I'm really the end of it, and that's all, folks.